Singer Mary J. Blige has made a career out of bearing her soul. It's why her fans fell in love with her 25 years ago and why they are still so loyal today.
It's been a long ride, but I made it here with love.
Her music is her catharsis, and she has had to deal with her fair share of disappointment.
Said I've been up and down and I've been through it all.
Mary J. Blige overcame a rough childhood, abuse, and addiction, all with the help of her husband of 13 years. That marriage is now ending in an ugly divorce. If there's a silver lining here, though, it's that Mary J. Blige works out her pain through her music. Her new album is called Strength of a Woman, and many of the songs are snapshots of that unraveling.
Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? I ain't no quitter, babe.
This song was originally written about me fighting for my marriage. I mean, the lyrics were completely different. And it was saying things like, we just don't give up when we're in the thick of it. And then when all of this happened, and it was hard to go back to the studio and do it, but I had to do it in order to, how can I say it, get free, because my music is therapeutic to me as well. And if I don't write about it, and if I don't sing about where I am in my life, I won't start a healing process.
What was it like to have to just walk into the studio and conjure up those lyrics?
It was hard because of the pain, but it was good to get it out. It made me cry, and then I had to go sing it and cry and get through it. But I believe that there's a purpose for me here on this earth, and I think it's so I can live and become these things so people can heal from them. I don't mind the pain. I don't mind it at all because it hurts so good. It hurts so good.
Tell me how you figure that you made me and you gave me what I had before I met you and gonna have it when you're gone.
There's another song called Set Me Free that if you think about divorce or any kind of great pain, this song feels like the anger part.
Oh, it's definitely, yes, it's definitely the anger part.
There's a special place in hell for you. You're gonna pay for what you did to me.
I'm just gonna go out on a limb and suggest that this might have been kind of fun to record.
Yes.
I don't know if fun's the right word. Satisfying?
Yeah, I mean, I'm human, so I'm having a human experience. Yeah.
It's so interesting how you did it, too, because there is this contrast between the vocals and that tough talk and that lyrical, lovely music underneath.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're angry with a smile. You ever seen a person pissed but they're smiling? Like, that's a dangerous individual. And that's what that song represents.
If I keep it in, it'll drive me crazy. So thank you.
The album is called Strength of a Woman. Mm-hmm. You have said that you learned how to channel strength by watching your own mom. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about where you saw her be strong?
We grew up in a single-parent home. My mom raised us by herself. My dad wasn't there. And I never really seen this woman cry. I see her work really, really hard. I see her love hard and take care of her children. We didn't live in a great environment, but she was so strong. You never really saw her in pain. But through the songs she listened to, like Victim by Candace Staten, you knew something was wrong. And as a child, I knew, but she never turned around and just started crying in our face. She just always carried herself like a woman, like a lady. And she never let us see her going through it.
And we keep giving and giving and giving. And that's the strength of a woman. Oh, it's the love. I'll be that rock where you need it, the pill for your sleep. I'm a woman.
This summer is going to mark the 25th anniversary of when your debut album came out. Is that crazy to think about for you?
It doesn't seem like it was that long ago, to be honest with you. It just seemed like it just happened, like I woke up and I was here.
Yeah. Do you ever listen back to that first album?
Oh, yeah. I love that first album. Sometimes I actually work out to...
You work out to you?
Yeah, sometimes I do. You know, I'll work out to... What's the 411 album?
It's interesting to think back to that time, though, because hip-hop and R&B were considered at the time to be really separate genres. People weren't used to hearing a singer over samples and beats. How conscious were you at the time that you were doing something that was different?
I wasn't conscious that I was doing something different in that moment. I just knew that I loved hip-hop and R&B, and I was doing what I love, and I didn't realize what we had done till, like, later. Like, wow, we created a whole genre of music.
Getting back to the new album, there's a song called Survivor, and this is interesting because there's a verse in here that seems to be specifically about your career. They keep telling me marriage's over. Had you run, but girl, look at the numbers. Maybe you should just quit it, quit it. Do you feel like people in the industry have tried to count you out from time to time?
Absolutely. They always do.
That's,
I mean, because that's what they do. It's the business. When it looks like you're not doing as well, or you're getting older, on top of not doing well as how you used to do, they just start counting you out.
Don't they know that that's your whole thing as Mary J. Blige, to overcome those kind of negative attitudes?
I mean, maybe that's their strategy to make me do something to go out and just come out swinging.
Yeah, right.
But it's what they do. It's the industry.
Do you ever get tired, though, of being the woman who is always expected to overcome the hard stuff?
It's hard. It's a responsibility being Mary J. Blige. I wouldn't trade it, but the trials and the tribulations, I could do without. If I can do it without the trials. But those are the things that make us or break us. And in my case, I'm not going to be broken. I'm a survivor.
The album is called Strength of a Woman. Mary J. Blige, thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'm burning so bright.